Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast with the spiritual catalyst, Leanne Juliet. This podcast is for multidimensional queens seeking magistry, mastery, and magic in business, life, relationships, and spirituality. For the rebels, the revolutionaries, the visionaries, the disruptors, the change makers, and the multi-passionate misfits. This podcast is for the women here to rise the fuck up and break all the rules. It's for the female leaders who know they are called for more. This podcast is here to dispel illusions, shadow, and bullshit through energetics and consciousness to activate revolutionary transformation within you so that you can be free to claim the energy of your highest vision. I want to see you rise. I want to liberate you from the shackles of bullshit that kept you playing small in life and business. Shackled to a 3D reality when you have power within you that desires to be free so you can live the life you deserve to live. You're here right now to create massive change and impact in the world by being you, all of you. This podcast will unlock that energy for you. As a visionary, oracle, and multidimensional priestess, I bring a different perspective to all things business, life, relationships, and spirituality, which is highly activating and liberating. As a mirror, I show you what you cannot see. I work within the realms of shadow, darkness, and magic to create results fast, flicking a switch on within you. I want to show you how to create magic in your life and business by defying all logic and all the rules, allowing you the freedom to be the leader you know you are. My signature blunt as fuck, no bullshit attitude is very refreshing. My energy is highly liberating, activating, and potent to fuel growth. My words and my spells that I cast to wake you the fuck up to who you are so you can truly step into your highest vision like the badass boss that you are, creating massive waves of wealth, growth, and impact as you power through life as a female leader. So take a seat and let me activate your own power from within. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Awakened Rebels podcast with your host Leanne Juliet, the spiritual catalyst. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about unleashing your magic, your power when it comes to your business. It could relate to your career, it could relate to your business, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur because it's still going to activate the fuck out of you. So what do I mean by that, unleashing your power? So a lot of people, when they decide to start a business, and this was my story especially, so I always share from my own perspective and from my own stories, my own transformation. A lot of people, when they decide to start a business, they have an idea, they get caught up in some kind of idea. I think, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm going to run with that. Yeah, I'm going to run with my spirituality. I'm going to run with my gifts. I'm awesome at this, whatever. But they find themselves getting caught up, and I know I did especially, getting caught up in the noise. Oh my fucking God, the noise. Like, honestly, can you relate to the noise? Like, everyone shouting about this and touting their wares and putting themselves out there and like, me, 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 and you feel like you're literally shifting around and sifting through shit, basically, in order to be heard. And if you're not kind of, what's the word? If you're not grounded in the sense of who you are and what you're here for, and you have concrete belief in who you are, then it's very easy to get swayed by others. It's very easy to be taken on board this roller coaster of emotions and different things that lead you from one way to another and take you away from your actual true purpose and what you're here to create. And this was me. And I laugh because, like, we all have our own stories, and you know we've all been there, we've all tried different things. And this was me for so long. Like I start, for those that don't know, or those who haven't listened to my episodes or don't know my story. So my spiritual awakening started towards the end of 2017, around autumn, full time 2017. Probably a bit earlier, actually. I think around August, I kind of had the inklings, and then it's like a little bit later on. And things started to shift for me, and I knew that I didn't want to be in my job. I knew that my job was going to end because it was like a contract. It's going to end the following year. And I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go again. I've been made redundant twice before. Here we go again. What am I going to do? And I was like, you need to focus on creating a business because I'd been introduced to MLM, network marketing, in 2012, which kind of opened my eyes to having a business. But it wasn't my path. And it was around, end of 2017 where I realized that I wanted to create something around myself for others, but didn't really know what it was. And I actually started a blog called The Not So Yummy Mummy because I was like, well, I'm just going to talk about all the things that people don't talk about when they have a child. But I got bored of it. It wasn't really me. And then it wasn't until like the beginning of 2018 where I started to really hone in on the fact that I wanted to help women really find themselves and be themselves and connect back to their authentic self. That was me at the time. And then I left my husband in June 2018, and that was when the real catalyst, the real transformation kind of like came upon me. Where I shifted my business, I shifted my focus. At the time, I was doing tarot readings, but I shifted more onto more like the coaching side of things, or mentoring, because I can't stand the word coach, it just doesn't resonate with me, but more mentoring and guiding other people. But I was still dimming who I was. I was still dimming my magic. I was still dimming my truth. I was still skating around what my gifts are. And I see this so much with so many other women, women entrepreneurs, even those who are making 7 and 8 figures a year. I see this in them. I see through shadow, I see through illusion, I see the masks, I see it all. So I'm a mirror after all. So I even see this in other women, even those who you'd think were killing it online, and they are like that they're making 7, 8 figures a year. Like, fuck me, that's awesome. That's my vision. But I still see them skating around their truth at times of who they actually are. So, this episode is really about bringing you back to the magic that is within you and your unique magic and your unique power and your unique purpose. We all have gifts. And just because you have a particular gift and I have that same gift does not mean that we are the same. And that took me a long time to get my head around because I was comparing, like women, we compare all the fucking time, don't we? I was comparing myself so much to other people who were psychic and intuitive and, channels like myself and kind of like dimming the light on my power, my magic, and my truth. I was dimming the light and dumbing it down and kind of toning it down and showing up in an apologetic way, which is total shadow energy. It's totally the prostitute shadow who shows up apologetically. Oh, like, oh, hello, please can I take up some space? I don't feel worthy enough of this. I don't value myself enough. It's totally, the prostitute shadow. And I was doing that for so long, and I was like, why the fuck aren't I getting results in my business? Why does nobody want to work with me? These are the things that I was saying to myself for so long. And like, because I wasn't owning my magic, I wasn't owning my power, I wasn't owning the uniqueness of who I am and what I have to offer, which is the same for so many entrepreneurs, especially female entrepreneurs. We feel like, especially women, we feel like we can't take up space at times, that we can't shout from the rooftops about how fucking awesome we actually are, that it would be, you'd be seen as a bitch to do that, that you'd be seen as egoic, that you'd be seen as a bit of a dick, really, for doing that. And those are perceptions that we have, that we can't shout loud enough, that we can't show off about who we are, that we can't scream from the fucking rooftops about how amazing and transformational our work is because we don't want to dim the light of other women out there. And that was like a powerful realization for me, was that I wasn't sharing my truth and my magic and my power and the uniqueness of how fucking unique I actually am, because I didn't want to be seen as a bitch. I didn't want total shadow again. I didn't want to be seen as a bitch. I didn't want to be accused of being egoic or like have people being nasty to me. I was like, oh my fucking God. So I'm literally like scratching around in my life and my business because I'm too afraid of pissing on other people's bonfire. I was like, yep, that's basically what it comes down to. I was like, stop. Please stop that fucking bullshit. This is total shadow energy. This comes from a part of us that feels that we are not worthy enough, that feels that we're not good enough, that feels uncomfortable with asking for and receiving what we desire. This is the prostitute shadow. This is the shadow archetype that is just all about giving to others and all about being about other people and not setting boundaries and not having our needs met, when in, and not coming from a place of love for ourselves, when in reality, how can you serve somebody else with the work that you're here to do if you're not going to serve yourself first? That's what it comes down to. How can you serve other people with the work that you're here to do if you're not prepared to serve yourself first? And I had a massive realization the other day. I was like, I'm all about the up levels. I'm all about transformation. I like, transform like it's going out fucking business all the time, like fast, 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 fast. That's what I like to do. I burn shit down. I burn through shit and everything. And I just like up level all the fucking time. It's what I do in my life. It's what I do for my clients. I'm highly activating for my clients. That's how I like to work. I have fun with it. And I had a realization this week that and the thing is, the every next level you is going to require you to get even more out of your way, because you have a highest potential in this lifetime. You have your higher self who is guiding you. You have multidimensional versions of yourself right now who exist, who are doing the exact thing that you desire to do. They're living that life. They have that business. They have that amazing relationship, the amazing lifestyle, the money, the abundance, the happiness, the love, everything that you desire. They have it in another parallel realm right now. There is another you living that exact life. I know it's a fucking rabbit hole mind fuck, but it's true. So there's nothing to say that you can't have that life, that you can't be that person, because that person is you right now. It is a facet of who you are right now. But when you're busy comparing yourself, when you're busy watering down who you are, when you're too afraid to show up and take a seat at the big girl's fucking table and sit on your fucking throne like the queen that you are, you won't achieve that version of yourself. She will always stay a little bit out of reach, a little bit further out of reach again and again and again. But she exists. And when you're feeling the call to up level, when you're feeling the call to take a leap, when you're feeling the call to transform in a new revolutionary way that you've not done before, that is calling on all your power to literally take your feet out of the cement concrete blocks that they're currently in, where they're paralyzed by the fear and whatever, fear of judgment, fear of like failure, fear of whatever fuck it is. It takes all your strength to step out of those and step into that version of you who already exists. And it's that version of you, like think of it like time travel, that version of you, I know it's totally fucking crazy and blows my mind all the time. That version of you has, when you're feeling that call to take that leap, to take that step, to really hone in on your magic and your power and really unleash your uniqueness, that version of you who is living her life in that parallel multidimensional realm right now, has time traveled back to you. I know, it's completely crazy. Time traveled back to you to give you the nudge to leave the signs, to leave the synchronicities, to really like supercharge who you are right now, to get you onto that timeline that gets you into that lifestyle. Boom. Mind fuck. I know. So when you're busy dancing around the truth and like, oh, well, I can't sell my offers at this price, and who's going to buy from me, and who's going to work with me, and I can't make like 20K in a month because I've been making 1,000 or 2,000, whatever, and I can't quantum leap, and that's just impossible, and I've got to stay small, and I've got to grow incrementally, and yawn, and I can't do this because, like, who's gonna work with me, and I've got not got enough experience yet, or I don't know enough people, or whatever the fuck your bullshit is. Every time you say something like that, like, I want you to imagine that future you, that multidimensional you, coming back and bitch slapping you around the fucking face and telling you to wake the fuck up, and literally grabbing you by your shoulders and shaking you. And I was looking through like an old journal of mine the other day, and I'd written in it about my future self and like who she is, and the particular self who's earning six figures a month. And I wrote in it that my future self would be like, bitch, what took you so long? Like, could you not have got here sooner? And it's so relevant to so many women out there, so many like female entrepreneurs and male entrepreneurs as well, don't discriminate, who just feel that they have to, that they can't take up space, that they can't be seen, that they can't be in the realm of magic of who they are right now, because somewhere along the line it's going to piss somebody else off. That's what it boils down to. It's total shadow. And this is what I'm going to be focusing on in my new program, the Spiritual Empire Academy, which is launching in June 2020, where we're literally just going to blast through the bullshit. We're going to take you, you know, through the shadows, alchemize, transform those shadows, and really connect into the vision of the empire that you're here to create. So if you want to be on the wait list for that, for when I launch the details, email me at leanne@leannejuliet.com, or message me on Facebook, or however you connect with me. Because the magic is there. The power is there. You have everything within you right now to create the life that you want to create. Everything. Everything. You have every single fucking tool in the world right now. But when you're telling yourself that you need time to grow, that you need money to grow, that you need more knowledge to grow, that you have to learn more things, that somebody else is doing the exact same thing that you do, so how can you step on their toes? It's fucking bullshit. Absolute fucking bullshit. So what if somebody else is mentoring, coaching in the same field that you do? So what if somebody else is an intuitive who works with tarot cards like you do? Or so what if somebody is a business mentor like you do? They're not the same fucking thing. They might have the same title, they might have similar abilities, but nobody does your work like you do. Nobody has your gifts like you do. Nobody has your genius like you do. Nobody knows how to work your magic and your energy and your level of transformation that you facilitate like you do. And that's something that I had to get my head around, that nobody is like me, as I am not like you. So when we tiptoe around, when we're scared to show up, when we're scared to take up space at the big girl's table and really sit on our fucking throne as the queen or king that we are, we tell our clients, we tell the people, our soulmate clients and the people who energetically are connected to work with us, that we're not open for business, basically. Because energy is a frequency, and the frequency of who you are and what you represent and what you're here to create in the world, it's all a frequency. So when you own the frequency of the powerful priestess, of the queen or king, of who you actually are, it creates this ripple effect across time and space. It creates this ripple effect that opens up a portal of transformation for you to step through. It opens up this portal of growth and magic and power for you to step through right now and take your space at the big girl's fucking table where you deserve to sit. Because you don't need to apologize for shit. You don't need to be apologetic in who you are. You don't need to believe that it's going to take time and energy and all that fucking bullshit to grow the empire of your dreams. That's just an illusion. People saying that, oh, it's going to take like 5 years to grow this or 10 years. No, there is evidence out there of people creating millions in less than a year. There is evidence out there of people creating 8 figures in less than 5 years. There is evidence out there. And if that's not your bag, that's fine. There's evidence out there of people creating, I don't know, 5 figures, you know, in a week or a month or whatever the fuck it is. It's irrelevant. But there is evidence out there of people in their power, in their magic, who are owning who they are and owning their genius and owning the fact that they are here to deliver a very specific transformation. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking of Liam Neeson in Taken. Is like, I have a very specific set of skills or whatever he says. Like, that's who you are. That's who you have to be. That's who you have to, like, honor, is that person. Because, and again, to blow your fucking mind, that person exists through the portal that you can open up and walk right through any fucking day that you choose to do it. The longer you sit in your bullshit, you're going to stink, aren't you? The longer you sit in your bullshit, the longer you tell yourself that you can't have the life you want, that you can't have the business you want, the relationship you want, the lifestyle, the desires that you want, the longer you sit there because it's going to take time and money and effort and all that other fucking bullshit, the longer you push that parallel self of you away, like, you can open that portal anytime. And working with somebody like me who activates that energy is going to revolutionize who you are and everything. That's what I'm doing in the Spiritual Empire Academy, which is my school to basically unfuck you from the bullshit that you've been telling yourself and really work with the shadows and the illusions to really amp up the frequency of who you are and dial it up and flick that switch of who you are. That's what this program is about. So again, message me for details. But you have the ability to transform your life right now. And it's going to take a decision. It's going to take a decision to do the thing that you're scared to do. It's going to take a decision to step into the person that you know you're here to be. Even though it feels scary as fuck, even though you're going to do things that you never thought you were going to do, even though you're going to feel called, like your intuition is guiding you to do certain things or let go of certain things. I had a session, an activation session. This is one of my other powerful one-to-one sessions that I do. I had a powerful activation session with a client last week who I fucking love. And I literally tore a business apart. That's what I do. I tore it apart. We literally flipped it around. She was focused on working with women and doing like anxiety coaching and empowerment and everything. And I was like, no, you're here to work with men. You're here to empower men. You're here to facilitate their growth. I even gave her a new title of what, you know, what I channeled. We literally transformed it around. That is what activation is like. And she could have like sat on that, like that story of like, oh, I'm going to work with these people for now and whatever. And she's like, no, she owned it and she ran with it. And now she's seeing the synchronicities in her life of more men connecting with her because that's who she's here to work with. It's fucking genius. But that came from a decision she made to know that she needed to do something more, that she didn't have the tools. Like, she had all the tools within her. Like, she's already getting the signs and everything. But I came along and I'm the key. I'm the catalyst. I activated that energy. I brought through that consciousness that she needed to have. And I laid it out for her to make a decision with. So that's the thing. It takes a decision to pivot in your business, to pivot in your life, to get rid of people from your life, or to close an aspect of your business down, or to start a new project that is going to take a bit more time and energy, but it's going to be so much worth it. It takes a decision. And yes, it's scary to go out there and be somebody that you're not used to being, because you have to level up into that energy. And it is a frequency. It's totally a frequency. And you get to do that when you focus on who you are and the uniqueness that you have to share with the world, the uniqueness that you have to offer with the world, and the unique genius that runs through your system right now, that is calling on you, crying out and begging you to get the fuck out of your own way and to step up and to really own the magic that's within you, because you deserve to sit at the big girl's table or big boy's table. You deserve to sit at the big girl's table on your fucking throne and claim your divine right to abundance, to wealth, to happiness, and whatever the fuck you want in this life. Claim it. It's yours. So I'll leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. Go check out my website, leandjuliet.com. For more details on how you can work with me. If you're interested in the Spiritual Empire Academy, that's launching in June 2020, reach out to me on my email, leanne@leannejuliet.com, and I'll let you know when it's open, what the details are. Feel free to connect with me in the Awakened Rebels community over on Facebook. Have an awesome day, and yeah, go and claim your birthright. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Awakened Rebels podcast. My wish is that this episode has fired you up and activated you to take action in whatever area of life you're being called to focus on. If you enjoy my podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified of new episodes. Also, please leave a review over on iTunes to tell everyone how fucking awesome this podcast is. You know you want to. If you'd like to connect with me further, come on over to my free Facebook group, The Awakened Rebels, a community for like-minded female leaders here to blaze the trail. Be sure to also visit my website, leannejuliet.com, to check out my blog, my YouTube channel, and to learn how you can work with me further. I love nothing more than turning the dial up and flicking that switch to activate others. See you on the next episode, beautiful.